Hey guys, how's everyone doing? I've just getting ready for bed. It's almost 11:30 at night here. This morning I woke up at 5:25 for some reason. Always wake up early, usually before 6, but I plan on sleeping in a bit to catch up on a little bit of sleep and not do anything before work. But the reason it was a bit surprising that I woke up quite that early is because I didn't get sleep till about half midnight, quarter to one in the morning, because I was up and I was setting up my new share funnel for Dean's book. I mean, what an awesome book it is, and it's all about the value ladder at the end of the day, because once I build my list, which is of quality customers, which is what you need, then they do everything else. They've got everything in place, and I obviously don't have the funds to set up a team or anything like that. So, just one step at a time. So I'm offering free books and free value adding implements, such as email swipes and that sort of stuff. Talking about email swipes, I got my follow-up funnel swipes done, and I was setting up I was getting confused about the follow-up funnels, because I was thinking, well, where do I input like the abandoned cart list and all that sort of stuff? But at the end of the day, I'm just doing an opt-in page and a bridge page. I don't need all that, because all that's done by Dean Holland and his team. So I've got everything I need. I mean, it could not be simpler. So tonight I was just learning about, driving traffic, and I've got a bit of fear when it comes to Facebook, because I don't want my colleagues or my family or anything like that to see, me posting about affiliate marketing funnels, because rumors might start at work about me wanting to leave or anything like that, and the family's like, what's all this you're doing, and just. Not intended interest, stuff that'll put me off and just interfere with my mindset and such like. So I just don't want to get involved too much in that. So it is looking awesome. It's just pop your email in, get awesome value adding, miniature webinar. And then, it takes you over to Dean Holland's page, and you can get your free book about, the iceberg effect, the levels of affiliate marketing, and what it all means and how you can achieve it. It gives you like a broad overview and insight into it all, and it's free, so why not? But yeah, I plan on doing this full time. This is going to be my full time career. And I was looking up, I was watched about 2.5 hours of video today, to on Dean Holland's training, and one of them was on, going back, being a little bit repetitive with paid traffic versus free traffic. But at the end of the day, there's a different angle on it. Love listening to Dean. Brilliant man, and I mean he's so engaging, and he always says, any issues, get in touch with support, get in touch with people in the Facebook group, come to the coaching calls, all that sort of stuff. And something that's always held me back that I've mentioned before is, I've always had a fear of asking for help and that sort of stuff. I know it sounds silly, maybe some of you relate, but it's just I don't know, and just that sort of stuff. Asking for help when I come to a roadblock is what's held me back in the past. So I'm overcoming that, and I'm talking to people more, just generally saying, well done, or anything I can help with, I'll help with, all that sort of stuff. But anyway, the free traffic method is essentially on your Facebook group, on your Facebook page as a friend, add 30 quality people a day. And the reason you don't do a group or a community page or anything along those lines is because the reach is less. your posts and your everything just reaches less people because Facebook wants you to pay for the traffic. So if you go into all these congregations, you know, affiliate market world or whatever they're called, digital nomads, whatever, you know, where all your dream customers are, you pick them out, add them as friends, you know, obviously go into their profile to see if they're a bit spammy or whatever. But just to take a step back, so say you're on one of these pages, you go and it's people that are trying to sell things, maybe in a little spammy way, you're like, oh, you know, I'll look through these posts and see people that are interested, that are commenting on it, and just go through it, and maybe people that have posted several times are definitely people you should look at. And obviously you want quality traffic. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. So go in, you know, see are these the kind of people that can afford high-end offers, high ticket items, you know, do they look like they're not spammy, or, you know, maybe a bot or something along those lines. Obviously your spidey senses will be able to tell you, you know, almost straight away from looking at pictures and seeing their posts, you know, 30 seconds, you'll be able to tell. And so yeah, that's going to be a task in the near future, of spending 30 minutes to 2 hours a day getting people. But like I said, I want to create a separate Facebook page, because I have a fear of just people seeing me, and I just kind of want to keep it separate. I don't want lots of marketing people on my Facebook page that I am, you know, solely reserved for friends, like close friends that I can speak to whenever I want, rather than getting all my messages clogged up. And yeah, I want to start a new page. But you know, I was reading the Facebook terms of service and they just don't let that. So I need to find a way to fly under the radar with that. Maybe upload some different photos, you know, maybe put my middle name in the name as well, and just change it up a little bit. But I just don't want to risk getting my account, both the accounts shut down, like the new one I'll create and my personal one. So that's just something I'm thinking about at the minute. But I'm getting the email swipes done, and then everything's going to be sorted. So yeah, perfect stuff. And yeah, can't wait. I'm almost there with this. This is going to be the big one. And yeah, please comment, you know, if you want to know more about the value ladder or anything else, just please let me know. Engage with me a bit more, because this is almost like a personal journal for me telling you everything, you know. I just want to be an open book and let you guys share the highs and the lows, and I want to start giving more marketing tips. So yeah, anything you want me to know, I'll give you a full rounded view. And it's not just my view, it's everything I'm learning is coming from people that have done it. So anything you want to know, let me know. Awesome. See you guys tomorrow. Bye bye.